Last year, Assistant Chief John Gordon of the Columbia Police Department assembled a panel of officers. Their aim was to research cameras that could be worn by all of the officers in the department.
They ranged in years of experience. Obviously, we had males and females on the panel. And then we also had different heights, because when you wear a body-worn camera, you wouldn't think about it, but height has an element to it because of the way the lens works on the camera.
Actually, there's a lot to think about when it comes to evaluating officer-worn body cameras. How wide is the lens? What's its battery life? And even, when is the camera recording? Gordon says that last question was particularly important in his panel's decision to choose a camera made by Taser International.
What sold us on the Taser camera was 30-second pre-event buffering. The camera is always recording. It's always capturing the first 30 seconds before the officer actually turns on the camera, and that would we found to be invaluable downtown.
So the department purchased more than 100 cameras from Taser. Now, whenever a Columbia police officer makes contact with a citizen,
112 Columbia arrival,
the officer must activate their body camera that records the entire interaction.
Activating the body camera.
Exiting the patrol car.
Columbia police officers work in 12-hour shifts, and with multiple interactions per shift, the cameras create a large amount of data every day. How to store that data is one of the biggest questions camera providers must answer. And many companies, including Taser, are looking to the cloud, which stores digital data across several physical locations and makes it remotely accessible from pretty much anywhere.
The beauty of using the cloud is that by using the cloud, you're not overwhelmed by this tsunami of digital information.
Steve Tuttle is Vice President of Strategic Communications for Taser International. He says using Taser's cloud service called Evidence.com is simple. Officers place their cameras in a recharging station at the end of their shifts, and the video is automatically uploaded via an encrypted file.
It also allows you to share that information with district attorneys and other people, and it keeps an accounting of who's seen the video and who's documented any other digital data with that.
Entire case files can be created in the system, but the service isn't cheap. A review of the 3-year contract signed between the Columbia Police Department and Taser International shows the cost of the cameras, including warranty, totals approximately $50,000, a one-time payment. But the Columbia Police Department will also pay about $40,000 every year for Evidence.com, and about $20,000 of that is for video storage. Assistant Chief Gordon says the department has to balance saving the purchased storage space, so videos with no value as evidence are automatically deleted after 60 days, and a limited number of people in the department have the ability to delete additional videos, though Gordon added this caveat.
We only delete videos that are pre-approved, reviewed, cleared, and what some of those videos might be is like training videos.
But it's still too early to know exactly how much evidence the department will retain and whether the storage purchased in the contract will be sufficient. Gordon says at the moment, Taser presents the best available option. There'll be a chance to reevaluate when the contract is up in 3 years. For KBIA News, I'm Bram Sablesmith.